Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Real Change News right here. Homeless man Sue Seattle over here, pal. Page 3.
My name is Zachary Tadwiler. I'm 38, and I sell Real Change.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Real Change is a homeless paper right in the Seattle area.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Real Change News right here.
This is now my third year. I normally get up roughly about 4:45, read my Bible. And from there, I get off the bus, and I'm normally out there for about maybe 3-4 hours, give or take.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Real Change News right here.
And it's every day. It's hard. It's hard. I love it because it's allowed me to get back within my community to rebuild myself.
Homeless man, Sue Seattle, Red Pal, Page 3.
I was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury November of 1978, and it's something that will ride with me for the rest of my life. I was once homeless. I was once a bad boy that followed directions of others, not really knowing the outcome of it. Specifically, the drug scene, the gang violence. I used to do marijuana. I used to do crack, and I used to do meth. I'm glad that I no longer involved in. As a matter of fact, September 28th, I am officially done with probation, and I'm loving it. That's another goal that I've accomplished. What I was told is going to bed and waking up was an everyday challenge, not knowing if I was going to want to live the next day. That's the mindset of a homeless man or a woman. Why me? What did I do? I fight to overcome them, the negative answers that were popping up in my head. You'll never get housing. You'll never make it. You're nothing. You'll never get housing. You'll never make it. You're nothing. You'll never get housing. You'll never make it. You're nothing. That's the mindset of a homeless man or a woman. You'll never get housing. You'll never make it. You're nothing. You'll never get housing. You'll never make it. You're nothing. You're nothing. You're nothing. I've basically overpowered them to say there is more for me. I did a research of my name, and I learned that Zachary means God remembers. Kincaid means a warrior at war. It was something that I found within the biblical names. So every day when I wake up, and I wake up with a smile, I know that every day is wartime. It's wartime within the soul, and if you don't understand that the battle comes from within, then there's no growth for change. It was December 2015 that I found out, after being in a homeless shelter for roughly 2-3 years, that my name had came up with housing. I took it. My move-in was 60 days after. I felt very excited. I felt that my life had re-begun all over again, and this was a chance for me to show that I can live on my own without any help. I now show up every day with my keys around my neck, so that way my customers do know that with the money that they do give me, whether it's $2, $5, $10, whatever, that it goes straight home, that I'm not out here buying alcohol and or drugs. One of the reasons why I do so well with Real Change, I've made it to where my change has been real.